Since Mr. Dodsworth had retired, he had had all the time in the world, and he was just having 5 minutes when the doorbell went.
Who's this then, Millie? Who's this? Is it you, Miss Prothero?
It is.
I didn't expect to see you.
I was beginning to think I'd got the wrong house.
Why? Had you been stood there long?
A minute or two.
No, it's the right house. Number 59, the Dodsworth residence.
I rang twice.
To tell you the truth, I was just having 5 minutes.
I'm surprised. You were the one who couldn't abide a nap.
Was I? You'll take your coat off.
I was waiting to be asked. I shan't stop.
No, but...
I still have my back, so I'll keep my undercoat on. That's my undercoat you're pulling at.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
This time of year can be very treacherous.
Spring, summer, autumn, winter. To Miss Prothero, the seasons were all potential assassins.
And I'd best keep my hat on as well. I don't want another sinus do.
Mr. Dodsworth was about to bear away the fainted form of Miss Prothero's swagger coat when she stopped him.
I'm forgetting my hanky.
I'll pop this on a hanger.
There's half a dozen people I ought to go and see. Only I thought you might be feeling a bit out of it. I said to Doreen, I know Mr. Dodsworth. He'll be wanting to be brought up to date.
What on?
What on? Work! Warburton's!
Oh, work! No, no.
I'm sorry I came, then.
But what I mean is, of course, I do want to be brought up to date, but to tell you the truth, Peggy, since I've left, I've hardly had time to turn round. What with bowling on Tuesdays, me rotary thing on Fridays, and Gillian and the kiddies bobbing in every 5 minutes, I honestly haven't given work a thought.
Oh, my word.
Which is amazing when you think I was there all those years. But you know what they say? Retirement, it's a full-time job.
Miss Prothero didn't laugh. She vaguely flinched. She was one of those people who only saw jokes by appointment.
What about you? Have you taken the day off?
Mr. Dodsworth, when did I take a day off? In all the years we worked together, when did I ever take a day off? Even the day I buried Mother, I came in the afternoon to do the backlog. It shows how out of touch you are. What day is it?
Thursday.
What week? Week 35. The work's outing.
Are we into week 35?
Mm.
There you are. Just shows you how I've lost track. You've not gone, then?
After last year, I haven't.
Is it Bridlington again?
Langdale Pikes.
A beauty spot. Mm. That's a departure. It's generally always Bridlington, or thereabouts. Langdale Pikes. Quite scenic.
That's because design put their spoke in. Costing and estimates pulled a long face, but it's only fair. The choice goes by departments. I dread to think where they'll pick next year.
Whose turn is it then?
Maintenance and equipment. Mind you, as I said to Mr. Butterfield in projects, with a coachload of animals, the venue is immaterial.
It's only once a year.
That coach. If it's stopped once, it's stopped several times. Mr. Teasdale's never looked me in the eye since. Wendy Walsh won't even speak to him.
I never thought he had it in him.
Ooh, he was a wild beast. It's Mrs. Teasdale I feel sorry for, married to him. And she only has one kidney. Mr. Skinner soon sized him up. He kept him filling out 5D forms for the whole of the first week. That took the wind out of his sails. I thought, full marks to Mr. Skinner.
This was the first mention of Mr. Dodsworth's successor, and Miss Prothero waited to see how he would take it.
Oh, yes, Skinner. How is Skinner?
Getting into his stride. I think he'll turn out to be a bit of a dynamo.
He seemed a nice fella. Young, but nice. Aren't you going to sit down?
I was waiting to be asked. No. Don't you worry about Mr. Skinner.
I wasn't.
He wouldn't thank you if you did. He goes his own way, does Mr. Skinner. Our new broom. All I wonder is how someone of his calibre bothers wasting his time at Warburton's. He could go anywhere, Mr. Skinner. Brazil, New York. They'd snap him up. Oh, is that Mrs. Dodsworth?
Which?
In this photograph. The woman with her arm through yours.
We just got married.
Oh.
Miss Prothero looked as if the occasion scarcely justified the liberty.
I suppose that's why she's smiling. Funny dress.
Is it? They're coming back now.
Like that? I haven't seen them. No, I was saying, it's not that I'm short of somewhere to go. I've got one or two people who are always begging me to pop in. One of them a retired chiropodist. But I knew you'd be wanting all the latest gen from Warburton's. I'd have come sooner, but it's been a busy time, as you can imagine.
What with?
With the changeover, the new regime. I just bobbed on a bus. The 23 going right up Gelded Road, it makes it very handy. Well, you can tell, I was coming out of the house at 25 to, and it's only 10 past now.
You must have been lucky.
Oh, it's just a matter of pitching it right. I don't think I've ever had to wait for a bus, ever.
I've started pottery classes.
Whatever for?
I made this last week.
Oh? What is it?
It's an ashtray.
I didn't think you smoked. You wouldn't recognise the office now. There's all sorts been happening.
There has to me. I'm starting cooking classes.
Cookery? For men?
For anybody. There's several of us retired people, and it's a right nice young lady does the teaching. It's Cordon Bleu.
Cordon Bleu?
I thought it was about time I branched out a bit.
Oh, I can see I've come to the wrong place. I thought you'd be busting for news of Warburton's, and here you are, all set up with pottery and cookery. Out and about every night. We must seem very dull.
No, Peggy, you're wrong. You don't. But the way I look at it is this. I spent half my life at Warburton's, and apart from Winnie, it was my whole world. I've been retired 4 months, and I'm beginning to see it's not the whole world. Not by a long chalk. I was there 30 years. It's time I branched out.
Well, there you are. You say it's not the whole world. I got 3 letters last week from Japan. There was a firm inquiry from Zambia, and Mr. Skinner says once we get a foothold in these oil-producing countries, there's no reason why the whole of the Middle East shouldn't be banging on the door.
The Warburtons? Really?
Mr. Dodsworth did not seem to relish the prospect.
We had a delegation round last week from Romania.
They've come a long way.
Mr. Skinner introduced me. Considering they were from behind the Iron Curtain, I found them very charming.
What do they want coming from Romania?
We've got Mr. Skinner to thank for that. He's a leading light in the Chamber of Trade. He says Warburton's is part of a much wider world picture, export or die. And he runs that office with the smoothness of a well-oiled machine. Not that I'm saying you didn't.
Well, it was friendly.
Yes. He's put a stop to all that.
What?
All that going to the toilet. Mr. Teasdale falling out for a smoke. Pauline Lucas coming down for half an hour at a stretch. He soon had her taped.
Is she still Ginger?
Who?
Pauline. She was blonde. I thought Ginger suited her better.
Oh, I thought it was a bit on the common side. And there's not so much of the Pauline nowadays either. People get called by their proper titles. It's Miss Prothero, Mrs. Lucas. None of this Pauline and Peggying. Status. I like it. Can we have a bar off?
Miss Prothero lunged for the electric fire.
Miss Cardwell's had her baby.
Who?
Miss Cardwell. In the typing pool.
Oh, Maury. Mm. Had a baby? I thought she had rheumatic fever in Nottingham.
Well, if she did, she got it knitting booties.
Boy?
Girl. The image of him, so I'm told.
Who?
Mr. Corkery.
In dispatch.
Costing. He's been transferred.
Poor Maureen.
Poor nothing. She waltzed down with some snaps of it last week. I didn't know where to put myself.
Will she keep it?
Oh, she'll keep it all right. Same as Christine Thoresby kept hers. Park it in the day nursery all day and come in dressed up to the nines. Equal pay. They don't deserve it. Food in the canteen doesn't get any better. Mince 3 times last week. Somebody's making something on the side, meals at that price. You never see that supervisor but what she's got a parcel wicked. If I were the 5th floor, that's where I'd clamp down.
They always seem to have a smile, that's the main thing.
Of course they have a smile. Something to smile about, the money they make. That supervisor's just gone and got herself a little bungalow at Roundhay.
Mr. Dodsworth didn't want to know about the canteen, or mince on the menu, or the supervisor's bungalow. He looked into the birdcage.
You haven't met Millie, have you?
Hmm?
This is Miss Protheroe. Say, how do you do?
Go on, go on.
She's been a bit depressed today.
Miss Protheroe was not to be turned aside by the state of mind of an unknown budgie.
I wasn't aware they got depressed. What have they got to be depressed about? They don't have to work for a living. I've changed my extension.
Oh, yeah.
You remember I used to be 216. Now I'm 314.
Oh, going up in the world.
Doreen Glazier's 216 now. Big change for her. Preston and Foster's rang last week and didn't realise. I saw Mr. Skinner smile. She's still got that nasty eczema.
Could you drink a cup of tea?
Tea? With my kidneys?
Oh, I forgot.
I wish I could forget tea. You might as well offer me hydrochloric acid.
Well, coffee?
Only if it's very weak. How are your waterworks?
Sorry?
You were having a spot of trouble with your waterworks, don't you remember?
They're champion now, thank you very much.
And you still have your appliance? Is it still playing you up?
I never think about it now.
Typical of this country. Can't even make a truss.
She said the dreadful word with a kind of triumph.
Sugar?
If there is any. If you don't mind, I'll just pay a call.
We're just waiting of the kettle. It's on the landing, facing you as you go up. Then get off home, you bad, boring bitch. What does she want to come round here for in the first place? Hello, Millie. We're quite happy, aren't we, Millie? Are we? Millie? We're quite happy.
I do find that vinyl flooring very treacherous.
Ah, kettle's boiled.
Is this your clock?
Yes, it's a nice one, don't you think?
Well, quite honestly, I was against that. I spoke up when it was first mooted. Well, I felt I had to. Time to give someone a clock is at the start of his career, not the end. I said, anyway. What do you want to know the time for, sat here? Time dribbling away and nothing to look forward to. Tick-tock, tick-tock. It'd get on my nerves.
It's not got a tick. It's electric.
You've still got the hands going round. Saves winding, I suppose.
There's more to a clock than time. It's a memento. It makes me think back.
You were saying just now you didn't want to think back.
Well, I do and I don't. You know how it is.
My proposal was something useful. An electric blanket.
Yes, only I like the inscription. You couldn't inscribe a blanket.
You were lucky it wasn't a rose bowl. Another useless article.
Cake?
Hmm?
It's our Gillian's.
Just a small piece. Yeah. No! No, half that.
Right. Winnie and I were given a canteen of cutlery when we were first married. It stood us in good stead.
Mm-hmm.
See? Cake, knives, everything.
I can manage. They're only to wash up.
Miss Protheroe drank the coffee like medicine. Every swallow loud, cavernous and unignorable. Mr. Dodsworth again took refuge at the birdcage.
What was Millie like?
Millie?
Millie! Mrs. Dodsworth.
Winnie! Millie's the budgie.
Oh, I mean Winnie. What was she like?
Well, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She was very nice.
Mm.
She was a saint. Real saint. Pretty. When she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Full of life. Not very practical.
Women aren't.
No, she rigged this place out. There was nothing here. Nothing. She did all this herself, curtains and covers. She could make a place cosy, could Winnie. She used to read a lot, read all sorts.
Well, I suppose it's very nice if you've got the time. Me, I never open a book from one year's end to the next. She'd be a bit lonely here all day, you at Warburton's. She never went out to work.
Well, she'd got our Gillian to look after. But she did all sorts, rugs, crochet, these mats of hers. She never saw the clock. I'd have liked her to see the clock. What about your family?
My what?
Family.
Do you mean father?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Your mother died.
She didn't die. Father killed her.
Oh?
This was not the response Miss Prothero was looking for.
That's news to me.
Over 42 years of marriage. Slowly, day by day, inch by inch, smiling and smiling in the sight of the whole world, gently and politely, with every appearance of kindness, he killed her.
What did he do for a living?
He was a gent's outfitter.
Really?
It was other women.
Oh,
in droves.
What lives other people led. A gent's outfitter in Leeds with droves of other women. And he had hardly lived at all, thought Dodsworth.
What was he like?
Tall. Little tash. A limp.
A limp?
Mother always said that helped. They felt safe.
Women have always felt safe with me, thought Dodsworth. But then they were. Miss Prothero obviously felt safe. But then she was.
Is he still living?
Oh, yes, he's had a stroke. He's in a home at Farnley. Paralysed all down one side. They have to do everything for him. Sits and sits and sits.
Still, he has his memories.
Yes, thought Miss Prothero, of other women.
Once he was taken for Ronald Coleman.
Who? Oh.
Father.
Did Ronald Coleman limp?
No, but he had a tash.
Mr. Dodsworth thought of old Mr. Prothero, paralysed all down one side up at Farnley, sat with his memories of other women and once having been taken for Ronald Coleman.
It doesn't paralyse the memory, then, a stroke.
Why?
It leaves you with half your movements. I wondered whether it left you with half your memories.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you? If you can't remember it, how do you know you've forgotten it?
Mr. Dodsworth tried to bend his mind round this, failed, and fell back on art.
Do you fancy a bit of music?
I don't mind.
Do you not like music?
I don't mind. If it's played, I'll listen to it.
There's something else I might take up. Musical appreciation. They have classes in that.
I don't care for the violin. Not on its own.
I think you like this. I do.
Miss Prothero, aware that some form of appreciation was called for, slowly fingered her ankle, where she thought she had a ladder starting.
They've introduced music in the lifts now. That was Mr. Skinner's suggestion. It's industrial psychology. Is that clock fast?
No.
I was thinking of catching the 20 past.
Oh, yes.
But I've a bit yet. I like to get back before dark. Two women attacked on the 73 last week. You'd never get me upstairs. It's just asking for it. I don't seem to have told you much news. Mind you, if I told you everything that had been going on, I don't suppose you'd thank me.
Well, you have. You've brought me up to date on Maureen's baby, Doreen's skin trouble. It's just put me in the picture a bit. It's all I want.
That's only the half of it.
Perhaps, Peggy. But you see, it's this way. I was with Warburton 30 years. 30 years that saw big changes. Some I've got to myself, the work of yours truly. And doubtless the next 30 years will be the same. More changes. Except now it's somebody else's turn. It's time for me to stand aside and let them get on with it. I don't resent that, Peggy. Chapter's closed. A new one begins. The wheel turns. So you see, when you get to my age, you accept that, Peggy. I'm not saying I didn't make my mark. I did. In my own way, I revolutionised Warburton's. Oh, incidentally, that reminds me. I've got something I want you to take. When I left, I told Skinner I'd let him have this, when I can find it. You can take it in if you don't mind. Here we are. Recognise this?
Oh! I recognise it, of course. It's the old revised layout.
It was the old revised layout. It was also a blunt instrument which Mr. Dodsworth had unwittingly placed in Miss Prothero's hands.
It's basically the same as the chart of inter-office procedure we have in the office, but old Mr. Trowbridge in design, except it wasn't called design then, in the drawing shop. I got him to make a bit fancy one for Winnie, really. She used to hear me talking about the layout that much. I had it framed for her. It's a nice thing. I thought it'd go well in Skinner's office.
Oh, well, this brings back memories.
It's only the names that are different.
Oh.
And there's the three new departments, but basically the same setup as we've got today.
Oh.
Look at the date.
1947.
Worst winter on record. We were staff stiff. Everybody in credit and settlement used to be sat there in their overcoats.
I remember. The place must have been a shambles then.
Oh, it was, Peggy, it was.
No system at all.
How could there be a system when filing was on three floors? You'd be running up and down those stairs all afternoon looking for a voucher and then find it was over at Dickinson Road all the time. Beats me how we ever got any payments in at all in those days.
It was old Mr. Warburton's fault. Nobody could do anything with him stuck there.
And if you've built a firm up from being one room, then naturally you think you know best.
But there was no system. System is what you want. It was all hand to mouth.
I tell you, Peggy...
There was actually no need for him to tell her anything. Miss Prothero was sitting there, smiling the satisfied smile of a woman who knows it all, and a great deal more besides.
When I first took over in credit and settlement, I did nothing at all for about a month. I just sat there in that office in my overcoat, trying to fathom it all out. How it functioned. How it should function. How it could be made to function. And eventually I thought, well, Arthur, if you can only get the filing onto a proper footing, that'll be a start.
Mm.
I reckon that maybe take 2 or 3 months at the outside. Do you know how long it took?
Well...
4 years. But I reckon that 4 years saved Warburton's thousands, hundreds of thousands in the end, because out of it came direct debiting, interdepartmental docketing, direct directorial access, the marrying of receipts and invoices, and really, all the layout of the new complex. It's all here, in embryo. Do you know what the turnaround was when I first came into that office?
10 days.
3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what it was when I left?
Uh-huh.
Well, do you know what it was when I left? 48 hours. And there it is. All I like to think is that when the fifth floor rings up for a 237 and it's there in 5 minutes, there'll be somebody thinking, thank you, Arthur Dodsworth.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, you take it. Give it to Skinner with my compliments. I'm not wanting to rush you off, but you don't want to miss your bus. I'll just get your coat.
Now, the trouble is, Mr. Skinner's very particular about anything on the walls. He had Doreen take down all their postcards. And Mr. Teasdale's silly notices. You don't have to be mad to work here, but it helps. I never thought that was funny. Mr. Skinner didn't either. Now the walls are confined to relevant information.
That is relevant information, right enough. Basics are the same as they are today. Still, if you don't want to take it, I'll pop by with it sometime.
Dodsworth helped Miss Prothero into her warm, sensible coat, while she settled the noose loosely over his head.
I should hang on to it. It'll be like your clock, a memento.
Peggy... This is a working diagram.
Things have changed.
Not basically. Basically, things are the same. Aren't they?
That's what I've been trying to say. Only you would go on about all the things you were doing, wider worlds than Warburton's.
What things?
Cookery classes, pottery, cordon bleu.
Miss Prothero was looking at the back of her stocking. Having got the noose over Mr. Dodsworth's head, she was just making sure the knot came below his right ear.
What things?
I shall miss my bus.
You won't. That clock's fast.
Your presentation clock fast? You've not had it 6 months.
Well, I didn't like to say. The electric's poor here. I think that affects it. Look, you said things have changed. What things?
Miss Prothero pulled the lever.
Everything.
Everything?
You haven't really left me much time. However, when I think the damage was done was that first Monday.
What first Monday?
Mr. Skinner's. His first Monday. We had a really shocking run of 476s, and then to cap it all, Costing sent up a couple of 248s. I mean, I think they were trying it on.
There would be. You don't get a 2-4-8 once in 6 months and two together. I've never had that in 30-odd years.
Well, that put him wrong side out for a start.
Well, why didn't he just docket them and get the whole lot carted off to the fifth floor?
What I said to Doreen Glacier. I think he just didn't want to go running upstairs on his first day. It's understandable. But anyway, the upshot was we had to go through the whole rigmarole. Those 2-2-4-8s took all day.
Costing. They want their backsides kicking.
The next thing I hear, he's been in to see Mr. Skidmore.
Mr. Skidmore?
Mr. Skidmore. He gives him the green light, and you know what the first thing he does is? Revamps the entire docketing system.
But there was nothing wrong with the docketing system.
Don't tell me. I thought of you, Mr. Dodsworth. I thought, well, I'm glad Mr. Dodsworth isn't here to see this. I ran into Mr. Butterfield in accounts. He knew what was happening.
He would.
No, I said to him it would break Mr. Dodsworth's heart. It would have broken your heart.
That's a funny way of going on. You can't mess about with docketing while you've got receipts and invoices married up.
Right. A fortnight later, they were separated.
But it took me 4 years to get them together.
It took him 2 weeks to get them apart. After that, it was a short step to direct departmental debiting.
That would have to be entirely restructured.
Scrapped.
Scrapped?
We were knee-deep in 5D forms. And you know maintenance are never there when they're wanted. I was actually taking them downstairs and bundling them into the incinerator myself.
But what's happened about filing?
Oh, did I not tell you that? Oh, I thought I told you that. Filing was all computerized in June anyway. You see, what you have to remember about Mr. Skinner is that he was 6 months at Newport Pagnell. He's got all that at his fingertips.
Well, I don't care what you say. Our turn round was 48 hours. You can't get much slicker than that.
Halved.
Halved?
Halved. 24 hours now, and Mr. Skinner says that's only a stage, not a target. He envisages something in the range of 12 hours. Even, you laugh at this, even same day turnover.
You'll kill yourself.
No, 4:30, and I'm generally just sat there, all done and docketed.
What about this interdepartmental docketing?
Oh, we still do that.
Oh, that's something.
Only it's all in alphabetical order now.
Alphabetical order? What kind of a system is that?
Listen, I must go.
I don't see it. What happens? What happens if you get a 318 and a 247 on the same sheet?
Yes. Now, that happened on Friday. Mr. Skinner fed it into the computer and it sorted it out in no time.
Oh, I think that's an admission of failure.
It only takes 2 minutes.
Computers, what are they? Only glorified adding machines?
Don't you let Mr. Skinner hear you say that. He says a computer is an instrument of the imagination. He says that with another computer and me and Miss Glazier, he could run credit and settlement single-handed.
Oh, that's Newport Pagnell talking.
I didn't want to tell you all this, but you would drag it out of me.
I just want to get a pencil and paper.
I must run.
Hang on, just a sec.
No, it's a waste of time. You won't crack it. We've been going now for nearly 4 months, and as I say, Mr. Skinner runs that office with the smoothness of a well-oiled machine.
You could get the 10 past, not the 22.
Have me supper to get.
You could have your supper here.
It's getting dark. Still, I can call again. I thought you'd be lonely. I said to Doreen, I bet he's lonely. And it's made a nice little outing. You get out of touch.
It's true. I'm not realised.
Tell you what I can do. If I come again.
No, you must come.
And that's to fetch you some copies of the 114s. Glenda will run me off one or two if I ask her nicely. And then you'll be able to see how the procedure works. And that'll set your mind at rest.
Oh, would you do that? Oh, that is good of you. Oh, Peggy, I should be ever so grateful.
Well, we always had a soft spot for one another, you and me, didn't we? Bye-bye.
And think on, call round any time. I should be here. I won't go out. I'll make a point of not going out. Thank you ever so much for coming. Take care.
Mr. Dodsworth came back into the room, feeling his whole life had been burgled. The contents of the years ransacked and strewn about the room. Some items he knew had gone, and as the days passed he would remember others. Next time Miss Prothero would tell him more, and he would have less.
Oh, Winnie. Winnie.
In A Visit from Miss Prothero, written and narrated by Alan Bennett, Patricia Routledge played Miss Prothero and Hugh Lloyd, Mr. Dodsworth. The play, which was first broadcast on radio in 1980, was directed by Matthew Walters.